If you see a large bird circling on the air currents, you might think it a hawk. If it holds its wings in a shallow V, rocks back and forth slightly, has a silvery lining under its wings, and a small reddish head, it is a turkey vulture. These short-distance migrants returned to our area within the past 2 weeks. On cooler mornings, you likely won't see them in the air before mid to late morning. That's because they allow their body temperature to drop overnight to the point that they are almost hypothermic. So on cool mornings, they sunbathe in a tree, often with their wings stretched out to increase their body temperature. That's not really surprising when you consider that turkey vultures are actually southern species. They first started showing up in Pennsylvania in the 1930s, and through the decades have made their way to southern Canada. Scientists attribute several factors: increasing deer populations, regulation of pesticides, and warming temperatures to the northward push. As the sun warms turkey vultures, it also warms the land, creating rising air currents. These currents provide lift for vultures and allows them to gain altitude and glide about effortlessly while testing the same rising air for the smell of their next meal, which in the case of vultures is a dead animal. Next time you see a large bird circling overhead, look closely. Is it a hawk or could it be a turkey vulture? This has been Nature Notes from the Montour Area Recreation Commission. We hope you will note something new and exciting on your next nature outing.